When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, guys, I just want to remind you, if you missed us the first time around, we're back with the Maximize Your Life Tour. So if you're feeling stuck in one capacity of your life or another, we're coming to you. I want to talk to you about harnessing your potential, developing your strengths, pursuing your passion. All you got to do is go to www.jillianmichaelslive.com. You can see a whole video of the tour, pictures from the previous tour, all the cities, all the dates. Everything is there. Tickets start at $25. We can't wait. We're excited. Go now.
She's funny, too.
I'm hilarious.
She's pretty hilarious.
And deep.
And deep. There's deepness.
You'll be moved. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and then you'll take over the world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
Because we need to check in on how everybody's doing with
Project Awesome.
Oh!
We have not done a check-in.
Manis, how you doing? You were supposed to get to...
Yeah, and that hasn't happened yet. So I'm still working on mine.
Have you made any progress? Buddy, you got to make a dating profile.
I'm going to do it the old-fashioned way.
No, because you've been saying that for years.
Just so, okay, so to reiterate, if you haven't heard the previous podcast where we started Project Awesome, which was at the beginning of December, I think
seven
we started.
Months ago, something.
Did you say 7 months ago?
Several. Several months ago.
We were thinking about Thanksgiving.
14 years ago when we started Project Awesome, we had goals. And so my, actually, I didn't come up with my goal.
You did. Jillian, you said I'm going to go on a date. And then no. Jake and I said carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
You
anyway,
did.
Anyway, Jillian forced me.
No, you said I'm going to go on a date.
Well, anyway, that's right. So my Project Awesome is now the thing is we have to have all our things done by Jillian's birthday, which is getting closer.
You haven't done nothing?
So I am to go on a date.
Let's make her a profile today.
Let's carry on to somebody else, shall we?
Okay, but you need to go on a date, though.
Yeah, and that's going
to
happen.
Okay, so let's do this. By the end of the day, we have to make Janice a dating profile. We're going to do that. We have to.
It can't be based on sex, because that just doesn't work.
Right, I know. We just need you to go on a date, Janice.
Right. Okay, so can we take the other part out of it then? Because that's,
for now,
that's too much pressure
for
me.
Yeah, let's just do a date. I agree.
Okay, thank you.
A date.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so you've made no progress, but today we're
going to... You know why I've made no progress? Because you made it too much for me. No, you did. You made it. You made my project too big for me, and
fine.
I couldn't complete that.
Okay, well,
so what I've done is done nothing.
I agree with... Same with me.
Yours was 15 pounds, and you said that you were going to gain 15 pounds.
You were going to help me with the plan, and I didn't get a plan.
Did you ask her for one?
No.
That's right.
Yes, I did when we were here. I said, Jillian, can you help me with the plan?
I said, email me. I don't have your email.
I will email you right now.
Okay, so now we're on to Jake.
Guys,
so, Jake, how much weight have you gained?
I actually gained 1 pound over the holidays, and it's not muscle.
Yay!
Wait,
no!
Son of a... Did you do anything?
I'm moving along. I have lost 2.5 pounds.
Yay!
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Autumn seems to be winning.
But I also have been working on making other changes in my life that I'm proud of, like my personal routines. I cleaned out my fridge and cabinets of all the shitty food that I... Oops, sorry.
It's
all right. We quack.
Yeah. And one of the things about dating the person that I date that has metabolism that's off the chart is he eats whatever he wants.
Right.
So it's been kind of hard to... Not hard, but I just had to do it. It was easy to fall into the trap of, like, we go out to eat together and eat the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his just falls off. Mine doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
Cheeseburgers are delicious.
That is
so true. Now swapping to turkey burgers with no cheese. Just when we go out,
yeah,
like making different choices. Not
the more you can incorporate fitness, though, the faster that's going to come off.
I've also...
Because you've... The diet
stops...
my new Crunch membership,
so we've been going to Crunch.
Okay.
Julie and I are going on Saturday.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's not enough.
And hiking with the dog. Took the dog to Runyon over the vacation over the 2 weeks. We went 6 times to Runyon.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, so not every day.
All right, so Janice is a complete failure. Jake is a failure. Autumn is like a D.
Getting there. I'm getting there. I'm not failing, but I'm far from great.
All right, smarty pants.
Can I be 5 pounds?
You're like an F minus. Jake's an F. She's a D. I'm a B. I've been working my butt off.
No, you're an A plus.
No, I'm not an A plus. It's not. No, you know why? Because the diet.
She's an A minus.
The diet hasn't been an A plus. Let's call the ass man and see what he thinks of my efforts on Project Awesome.
Yeah, but we didn't see. You haven't shown us anything.
The shape is improving. The shape is definitely improving. But the texture is still not where I would like it. I think that I could have accelerated the results by being more stringent on my diet. Like, had I really gotten it in by my birthday, I would have had to have been better with my diet. But I've been doing a good job.
Can you change texture?
I don't think so, no. But I haven't given up on trying.
But the thing is, Jillian, I mean, when we, the public, we, your friends, look at your ass.
I can't see it. I'm in sweats.
No, but we're not going to see you naked, so it doesn't matter what the texture is. Maybe it matters to you.
No.
That's true. It matters
if the
to
texture
you.
Of my ass was nice, you'd see me naked.
You would
I'd
not
find a way.
Do, you would not do a naked. That's not like you.
I'd
Although
find
I must
a way.
I must admit, some of those covers, you've been very skimpy as of late.
As of late? No, I was covered for Self Magazine.
Yeah, but no, I've seen some other things where there's not many clothes on you.
There's because the abs are always the upper body, waist up.
Yes, you're very proud of it. But the legs, I've seen.
I'm telling you right now that if the texture of my ass was superb, everybody would somehow see it. I would just be like, I would post it on Facebook and be like, you've got to look at the texture of my ass. Is this amazing or what? Seriously. And then I would become a billionaire overnight because I would have magically figured out how to cure cellulite.
Look at the texture.
Is that? I'm serious. Like, it's not even a sexual thing. It's just a marvel. It would be. Yeah. I'm telling you. But you guys are not motivated enough.
Well,
you don't really want to change.
But you know what? You have help.
We are trying.
Okay.
Call Dan.
You have help. We are fledging on our own, trying to get by.
I've tried to help you. If you let us put a profile up, that's help.
Well, I don't want to go on.
And I helped Autumn. I said, Autumn,
I'm going to make sure your Crunch membership gets renewed. Go hike the dog. Go to Flywheel.
Hang on.
I wonder if he's going to answer. Plenty of fish.
Hi, this is Dan.
Dan! Oh. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't he sound nice?
Yes.
Doesn't he sound like he's a nice guy?
He doesn't sound like the monster you portray him to be.
No, I am a nice guy,
no.
Julian.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Dan, we were checking in on Project Awesome, and we were all talking about our progress, and everyone's failed but me. And so they are, A, jealous, because they say that I have help and they don't have help. And also, we need you to rate, like, how I've been doing on Project Awesome, a.k.a. Project Ass. And although we might not exactly make the February 18th deadline, you know, how do you think I've been doing?
I think you've been doing incredible.
Uh-huh.
I think everything in the caboose is looking firm and hard.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Wow. Damn, yeah. We weren't expecting that. We were expecting, like, room for improvement talk.
I could complain on this.
There's a little bit of room for improvement always, you know.
Dan, is she the worst person you've trained? Because I can just imagine her being belligerent and ornery and cranky. And
I heard some cursing that made my ears bleed for a little while. And it's not necessarily the words, it's the volume and the pitch.
Now, has she physically assaulted you? Because I can imagine, I for some reason can
you can't
see her.
You can't. You have too many weights on you or in your hands. It's impossible. You cannot. It can't be done. And by the time that you would attempt a fight, your legs or your arms are no longer functioning.
That's the key. You wear them out quickly so she can't fight back.
That's true. He's not lying. I'm serious. I think, though, that every time I leave the gym, I leave with a "and f*** you too, Dan." And make sure to quack that, of course. I kid you not.
I noticed that every time you leave the gym, you turn around and tell me I'm number one right before you leave.
Nothing I do. I tell him to F himself. Yeah, number one with the finger. Yeah, that's what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Number one. It's horrible.
Number one.
I would like to see you get through a session. You, Janice, you want to be a backup in one of my workout DVDs?
Ooh.
You got to get through a session with the ass man.
I don't know if I could.
You couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't.
What are you doing now, Janice? Are you working out?
Yes, I do work out, but I mean not at this moment. But I do rig, but I don't push myself to the limits that Jillian is pushing herself right now.
Okay.
For sure.
Janice was a professional dancer. She did beat a very aggressive and competitive 20-something-year-old in a push-up contest.
I did.
Ooh,
you did it like 50
nice.
Or 60 in a row, didn't you?
I did 50. And she thought she was all that in a basket of chips and did 22, I believe.
Crushed her ego.
I totally did, Dan.
Love it.
She's also held a 3-minute plank without breaking a sweat. She's,
nice.
She's twerked in a handstand with her feet on the wall.
Uh-huh.
These are just things that I've had her do for my amusement, mind you. But I still think they're testaments to her physical strength and endurance.
But I have a question for you, Dan. When you get someone like Jillian, who is in shape but wants to take it to a new level, like how challenging is that to take somebody who is really physically in amazing shape and go, like, how do you look at a body and go?
I know. Like, where can you improve?
No, yeah. He doesn't think that way at all. He doesn't. I found out how he does it, but I watched how he did it, but I'll let him answer that question. But I know the answer. He cheats.
Wait, what is it? What do you mean?
Okay, so the other day, right, because I was like, gee, you know, I talk about stress adaptation response, right? You train the body, and the body responds by getting stronger and fitter and so on. So I'm doing this freaking exercise that we had done day one where I thought my leg was going to split in half. And I was like, son of a bitch, it's been 3 months. Why is this not getting better? And then I glanced up, and I was like, I don't remember there being 2 35-pound plates on this the first time we had done this exercise. And that's what he's doing.
The first time we did it, we hung her handbag onto the rack, and that was the weight.
Yeah. Yeah. And this time, he puts 230. That's what he does, because I'm like, why is this not getting any better? Why is this so awful?
It's a lot more challenging, you know, to train someone of Jill's abilities because she's a super athlete.
That's not
true. By any standards. But it's also a lot more fun, you know, because as personal trainers, we usually handle really deconditioned people.
Right.
So it's usually like kind of teaching kindergarten. So
yeah,
Jill's like teaching a college class. It's a bit more interesting.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Did I tell you that he makes me run on 1 foot at 6 miles an hour?
No. And she does it just great.
No, I run the whole time. I'm like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to die.
You know what I'm enjoying most about this conversation is listening to Dan giggle in the back.
Yeah, he's horrible. Andy, when I first told Andy, I was like, I've started training with this guy, Dan. She goes, because Andy used to train some clients at the same gym that Dan works at some of the time. And she goes, oh, that son of a bitch. And I was like, yeah, that guy. And she started talking. She goes, he looks like the nicest guy, but really he's this creature from Middle Earth. I was like, that's the guy. And then Andy was going to come. And then magically was like, oh, girl, I have clients. And never made it. Never made it. Bob came once, and Dan used to train Bob, Mr. CrossFit. Bob came once with me, right? And Bob was like, girl, we'll do one of these a week together. Cut to our next lesson. Remember, Dan? He was supposed to show up at 9, and he goes, I'm sick. And then you know what he did? He posted that he went to CrossFit. I was like, you little punk ass P-word.
He'll be back. He'll come join us eventually.
Well, I couldn't believe. I was so mad that he did that. It's like my horse trainer, the one who I told you ran the Grand Canyon, Lisa. Lisa goes and almost puked within 12 minutes.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor You're tough to keep up with. You've been at it for a few months.
But she's fitter than me. Fitter than me. And then he brings a trash can over and keeps going. Yeah. Brings a trash can over for her and then keeps going.
Oh, I learned that from you at the ranch.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Well,
sure.
I have to admit, Dan, in the months that Jillian's been training with you, I have seen a change. And I say this with all sincerity. There's been a change in her whole feeling about her body.
Oh, good.
No, there has. You speak differently, and you are different.
Well, you know what's different? Here's the truth. Remember how I've always said, like, look, you know, I work out, but I hate it, or I work out because I have to do it, or, you know, I work out because I want the skinny jeans. But I've always been able to manipulate a lot of that with diet because I got myself to a place where I'd lost the weight, and I was like, all right, if I keep my diet, you know, in these guidelines, I can manage doing the bare minimum. Right. But I was never an athlete. I've never been an athlete. I don't like to work out. I'm not a good exerciser. Like, I'm not an athlete. They're, you know, Jeanette Jenkins, she's an athlete. Andy was an Olympian. She's an athlete. I'm not an athlete. And what I found
you
so...
You just completed a triathlon. That's pretty athletic.
Yeah, but everyone gave me mind you, my bike chain broke, but it was like, oh, I can't believe she only did it in 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, and whatever. Those are people that haven't done it.
But, exactly.
But at the same time, like, I didn't really have an opportunity to train for that either. This is the first time in my life where I can honestly say, like, it's not just a hard yoga class or it's not just a hard spinning class. Like, this is the hardest I have ever worked out in my life.
Oh, nice.
And
it's good to hear.
On
time.
Oh, bastard. It makes all the other workouts. So then when I'm in my other workouts, then I am like, wow, I'm really fit. So then when I box, I can like, bam, 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 and I don't even get winded anymore.
Awesome.
Like, I do those 3-minute rounds, and it's like, I am rock solid for the most part. Or like when I go to yoga in that 90-minute class, like I am all the way down in that warrior pose and I can stick it and wrap the arm and the whole thing. Like,
So
I think the difference is maybe for the first time in my life, I'm like, I'm actually fit. Like I could really, I hate every second of it though.
No, but it's.
But it's worth it. Yes. Your birthday is right around the corner. We want you to be in the best shape of your life.
Yeah. Terrible,
no, I
dare you. I will totally pay for you to do a session with the ass man.
Oh, Jill, Dan, you wouldn't want this mess.
You would have a blast.
Well, I'll grab some Lycra maybe next time I'm down.
If you want to be back up in my DVD, you got to get through. You know how much Giancarlo works out? Giancarlo worked out with Dan once, right?
Oh, excuse me.
Janice. Oh, my God. Did you have beans again for lunch?
That was a motorcycle coming by.
Yeah. No, that was Janice. You don't know Janice. I think what you think is a motorcycle is actually maybe Janice had kale again. You missed. Ooh. I don't think you've heard the episode of the show where she farted at a complete stranger in our waiting room. Yeah, I'll have to tell you what episode to tune in for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a charm.
Yeah. Yeah, get excited, damn it, because she's gonna fart when you have her in some sort of leg press.
Wait a minute, you said Giancarlo.
Oh, so Giancarlo went, right? So I told Giancarlo, who goes, I'm gonna go for a 7 mile run. I'm gonna go to fight class. I'm at the top of the torque board at Flywheel. So he works out with Dan, and 3 days later, he's like, I still feel like I've been in a fight with a metal baseball bat. I'm not kidding. He's like, there are parts of my body I didn't even know existed that hurt so bad.
He worked out really hard. He was so determined.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. He was like, that is the worst experience I have ever had. I mean, but you know who sticks with it, though? You know what's amazing? The one that's like, she goes and she deals with it. Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi
does. She's so tough. She does not complain once.
Isn't that funny? But that's Heidi.
Yeah. Suck it, Dan.
She is tough.
Yeah, Heidi.
Well, it's a pleasure finally meeting you, because we've been hearing about you, and in all honesty, I will say, and I know that everybody in the room can agree, that you have done amazing things for her, and I think it's fantastic.
All right, so now hold
that's
on.
Great to
you
hear.
So we have to have a follow-up. So here's what we're going to do. Manus, if you can get through a Dan session, and don't, Dan, be you. Don't try to be. If you can get through a Dan session, then we could possibly maybe discuss you doing a backup thing on DVD. But I don't think you can.
Yeah, I bet she could.
All right, Dan, for any of our listeners that may live in L.A. that may want a training session, how should they reach you? You're really crappy on your Twitter.
I know. I need to find a better way for people to reach me. You're right.
Yeah, but I don't want my sessions messed with, though.
So if at our next conversation, I'll have a proper phone number, address, or email address or website for them to reach me.
You know, he's got this one client who I want to kill named Waldo. This son of a bitch is always late. And you know what happens?
He was on time today.
Oh, great. The one day that I wasn't there, he was on time.
10 a.m. sharp, yes.
It was horrible. Because then guess what happens?
What?
You have to keep going.
Oh.
It doesn't stop. I'm like, Dan, an hour is long gone. An hour and 40 minutes later, I walked out of that gym because that Waldo bastard didn't make his session. I was so angry. I was going to drive to that guy's house and put a bullet in his brain. I swear to God. So let me give you a word of warning. Make sure you're not after Waldo. Or before. Make sure you're not before Waldo. And if you are after Waldo, please be late. Take your sweet time.
It was great speaking with you.
You too, Dan. Nice to meet you.
All right, babe. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah. The ass man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's sweet. He giggles the whole time.
Oh, no.
He's
funny. Think he's the nicest guy, but he's not. There's something wrong with him. No, he's sick. I'm serious. Like, we'll get through a 90-minute session, and he goes, and that's the end of your morning exercise. And I was like, my morning exercise? Like, you think I'm, what, doing an afternoon session or something a little later on this evening, perhaps? And he looks at me. And I'm like, are you mental? Like, you're mentally ill.
Yeah, but Jillian, he can push you because you can take it. It would be different.
No, you don't understand. He is mentally ill. No. Like, he flies in the face of reason. Like, what were we doing? Okay, so we had done, on a Smith machine, he'd put, a couple of plates, I don't remember, like two 20s or something. On each, no, 120 or something on each side of this thing, and you're on a platform, and you're stepping off, and you're doing backward lunges, and 20, 20, then step ups, and 20, 20. Like, it doesn't stop. It's like legs, 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 legs. And I was like, no one does this, Dan. Like, this isn't normal. Like, you can do a superset, but then you rest. And he's like, no, it's a mega set. And I was like, there's no such thing as a mega set. He's like, well, they exist now. Like, he's created
they
this.
They exist now.
Right, I'm not kidding. So then, when the workout's done and your legs are no longer able to move, he goes to that 90-degree leg press sled thing. And that's when you put those 35-pound plates on. So your legs are finished. So I did 20 reps, and I'm like, oh, my God, you can barely get through. Put the right leg down and do 20 more on your left leg. And that's when I was like, I cannot go on. And by the way, it's not a range of motion where you go back and up. He does something where you have to literally take that leg all the way back, like inches farther than you normally would doing the exercise. And I'm like, I can't get the weight up, can't do it. And he's like, yes, you can.
But Jillian, okay, here's the point. What if you can't?
I'll tell you what he does. So here's what he does. I'm like, I can't. So he'll give you like just the littlest push to assist with those that inch or two or whatever of like range of motion. And then you're like, my leg's going to break.
He takes
a stick so I can't lock my leg to break. And he'll smack the back of my knee so you can't lock your leg.
Yo, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Guess what I'm into this week, J-Money? My new game.
Uh-oh.
Pinball Recall. How cool is that? It's a memory game, and you've got to retrace the path of the pinball.
That's
Do
cool.
Do I sound like a child? I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with it. You know, okay, so anyway, of course you probably figured out I'm talking about Lumosity.com. And these are the guys that have developed the brain games to help you train your mental processes and improve your memory, your problem-solving skills, sharpen your mental focus. And you can do them anywhere from your computer, your iPad, your iPhone with a free Lumosity app. It's so simple. You just go to Lumosity.com and click the Start Training button and then play your first game. That's Lumosity.com and tell them you heard it from me, Jillian Michaels. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All my nicknames evolve. They evolve over time. It's now Manus.
I know. I had to try and explain to somebody on Twitter where McManus came from, and I went, wow, I got to go back because it did evolve. I think it.
Well, okay, so like McSteamy, McDreamy, Hottie McHotterton. So there was always like Mick is always a good like pre for a nickname. And because it's Janice, it was McManus.
McManus.
Yeah. But now it's McManus.
McManus.
Like, they all evolve. So, like now I call Lou Balbergi. And sometimes I just call her Burger or the Berg.
The Berg. I've heard it called the Berg and Bergie.
And then now I call her Brigida. I swear to God. She doesn't know what her name is. I'm like, Brigida. Yeah, because it's just like, it's amazing how it evolves.
Phoenix is still baby, right?
Lou calls him baby. He has another name, but it's not appropriate for the podcast.
So okay.
He's particularly, yeah. Well, we were calling him because he was like my little meatball. So, because, you know, it's like, he's just like this little brick S house, this kid, you know, like, fall off a bed and bounce off the floor. You just run through a wall. Like, it was like a bull in a china shop. So I was like, he's my little meatball. So I started calling him Mito. So now we call him Baby Mito. Lou calls him. And then it was Mito De Ballo. That's what Lou calls him. Baby Mito. Yeah, and it's unbelievable.
Do you have a nickname at home?
No.
Really?
No, although Lou has started calling Heidi Daddy, which...
Really?
She's in school. We'll have to call her later and see if I can get her to tell you all the nicknames. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's
Daddy. Funny. It drives Heidi crazy. Okay. And so Heidi calls her Sam. I swear to God. And Lou thinks it's so funny. So she'll call Heidi Daddy to antagonize her, and then Heidi will be like, yes, Sam. But it doesn't faze Lou, but it drives Heidi bananas. And then the other day, Phoenix was like, Dad, Daddy. And Heidi was like, not you! It's unbelievable the way... They're so clever. They're becoming so clever. Like, they know exactly how to antagonize, and they think it's hilarious. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. But I did have a segment.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry.
And it was actually about how I want my daughter to perceive fitness. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy about how you talk to kids about weight or health or food or sure. exercise, because you don't want to create any sort of complex, right? And I think, you know, kids are automatically going to want to wear fashionable clothes. You don't need to talk about fitting into your jeans. You don't need to pick yourself apart in front of your kids. And certainly don't make exercise about weight loss or weight management. That's not how kids should be thinking about activity.
Right.
You know, and so I thought about the ways that I wanted Lou to perceive being healthy and being active. And I always want her to think of strength as an equation to equate to being self-efficient, strong. When you're strong physically, it transcends into other facets of your life. Being strong, particularly as a woman, is empowering. It's empowering for us. I know that when I feel strong physically, I feel like, all right, I can take this failure better. I can take the setback. I can handle it. I can handle anything.
Yep.
I'm strong. And it's tough to think of it that way, but in reality, it really is. And even when you come out of a particularly hard workout where you may have, I don't know, done 10 pull-ups or whatever your benchmark, ran your first mile, there's something to be said for that. It redefines your self-image. I'm the person that can do X, Y, and Z, or ran the Tough Mudder, or did the 5K, or, and I want her to see being healthy and being fit as being strong in every facet of her life. I also want her to think about seeing the world differently, not just from, it's one thing to sit on the beach and read a book, right? Okay, great. But it's a whole different thing to experience the ocean on a bodyboard or a surfboard.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, it's one thing, all right, we flew over the Grand Canyon in a helicopter, but my horse trainer actually ran the frickin' thing from one side to the other side. Mind you, it was like 20, it was basically a marathon from one side to the other. Nobody needs to do that. That's crazy. But
however,
hike it.
Yeah.
Go for a hike in the Grand Canyon. See it on foot. You know, run on the Great Wall of China. You know, bike on the Kanapali, bike the craters in Hawaii. Like, I want her to see the world in the world, not on the sidelines of like, oh, from a bus, from a car, from a plane. Like, when you're fit, you can really be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different way to experience the world. And I would love for her to have that. And I also want her to think about exercise as a lifestyle, not an event. You know, whether it's a sport that she enjoys, and my son as well for that matter, whether it's ballet. She likes dance. She's not particularly fabulous at ballet. If you caught that video that I...
It's not
her sport, but... That was amazing.
I'm sorry, that was fantastic.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, there was a video I posted. All the other kids are like doing everything they're supposed to be doing, and Lou just breaks into interpretive dance.
See, Lou is a modern dancer. She might not be a ballet. She might be into the...
Yeah.
You'll just have to see her.
Boy, I've said, sweetie, you want to go to hip-hop? No, ballet. And the teacher's like, dear God. And she's like, I think she'd do better than, like, you know, African dance or hip-hop or interpretive dance, like something that's a little more
free-flowing. Maybe she can get into jazz. Maybe at some point she'll go to jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz hands.
Yeah.
I see Lou doing jazz hands.
Okie dokie. Yeah. But I wanted to think of it as, you know, we're like, it's a way of life. You go and you ski or snowboard down a mountain. It's not like she just goes to the gym. I want her to think of exercise as a lifestyle. And I also want her to understand that health begets health. The healthier you are physically, the healthier you're going to be, and the healthier of an approach you're going to take at the office, in your romantic relationships. It allows you to really become more self-aware because you're stronger to get real with yourself about the things you do wrong, the things you need to improve. You can really look at your life and you can take more risks and you can be more vulnerable because you feel stronger.
Yep.
That's so important. I just, at the end of the day, I never want her to think about exercise as a chore or exercise in order to keep her thin, which really is, are you thin? Are you fit? Are you acceptable? Are you good enough? I don't want her to see it that way. because that just makes it unpleasant and unhappy. I want her to see it as something that enhances her life in all these positive ways. So I don't know. I thought I'd throw that out there for all you moms out there. Or, by the way, any of us women out there, we could also take some cues. Take some cues from this.
For sure. I have no regrets about sports as a kid. In track and cross country and basketball and volleyball and...
Yeah.
Oh my God! I don't know what I can't visualize my past without it. I mean, I never excelled. I wasn't fantastic at anything, but I was on the teams.
Yeah.
You know.
Heidi also, it's like, she was on soccer and she was the track and the whole thing. And I mean, I didn't ever do really group sports. I was in martial arts, which was way more kind of like an independent thing. But I was a part of the dojo.
Sure.
And I loved it. And I guess last but not least, it's also a fantastic tool that you're providing your child, because it's an incredible outlet for stress, hostility. And one of the things that I like to teach my contestants, because they're so afraid of their anger, and I'll say, you know what, here's the thing. When you're just raging, come in here and hit the bag, pound the pavement, take the edge off the fury, release some endorphins, get your head clear, you know, change your brain chemistry, then write your letter, reread it, but it takes the wanting to kill somebody, takes that edge off, and it allows you to sort of, all right, I've released some of the steam from the pressure cooker, now let me try to look at this with a fresh pair of eyes and express myself in a more productive way. It's a great way to manage your stress.
That's a
great
line.
Outlet for anger.
Take the edge off your fury. That's awesome.
Oof, dude, I can't tell you how many times I was like, I think I'll go to the gym before I kill you. And, you know, then I'm like, okay, let's reapproach this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm telling you. So anyway, yeah, that's all. We have a new advertiser.
Oh, Jillian, we're growing up. Just
I know we are.
Exponentially.
And this is a big one. They advertise on the TV. I'm serious. This is exciting. Ready?
I am.
LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.
Maybe you want to get your life organized. Maybe you want to start a business. Hopefully you don't want to get a divorce, but maybe you're getting a green card. Possibly there's a personal injury issue. Maybe you need a prenuptial agreement, a power of attorney. I could go on and on and on. And you can get all these services at LegalZoom. Isn't that cool?
It is.
And it's going to save you a ton of money and, of course, a ton of time. And here we go. I'm going to do my most professional voice now. LegalZoom's step-by-step process was created by a team of experts in law and technology. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but can connect you with a third-party attorney and provides you with self-help services. For special savings, enter Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, in the referral box at checkout. Please don't let another month go by before you take care of these things for your family and business. From wills to business information, trademark applications, powers of attorney, and even bankruptcy help, go to LegalZoom.com. Okay, I did that part right. Now, honestly, I have to tell you, for real, if you are starting a business, all this stuff that I just mentioned, this is an incredible resource. And I know how overwhelming it can be, and I also know how expensive attorneys are. Whew, do I ever. So go to LegalZoom.com and get started on whatever project you've been putting off. Alright guys, are you ready? So, here's the deal. For those of you who've ever considered becoming a personal trainer, What are you waiting for? Seriously. And all of you guys, I lost 20 pounds. I've been so inspired. I'm thinking about becoming a personal trainer. I'm thinking about. Stop thinking about it and start doing it. Act on it. If you want to do it, do it. Pursue it. And NASM is one of the most credible, fantastic organizations to help you do just that. I became a personal trainer when I was a kid. I've never looked back. Mm. It is one of the most passionate, fulfilling areas of my life. If this is something that you're ready to act on, it is as simple as going to usatrainer.com today. These guys guarantee that you'll land a job within 60 days of your certification, or they will give you your money back. So you have nothing to lose. You can earn money doing something you love that fulfills you. Very simple. It's a free 14-day sneak peek to check out their online program. All you got to do is go to usatrainer.com. Very simple. 14 days free to your dream job, usatrainer.com. Guys, we finally got. Remember when you didn't want to do a Twitter, and we finally got you to do a Twitter, and now you love Twitter. You've got thousands of followers. You're always chit-chatting with.
I like to chat to the people. We
okay,
have fun.
Okay, we'll see. You fought it and fought it. Well, now here we are. We're gonna do a. After all these years, we're gonna do a little profile for you online, a dating profile thing.
You know what? I just don't think it's interesting for our listeners to hear my. Issues.
Great. Then you know what? This is what I'm going to say to you and our listeners, should they agree with you, which I doubt, but they can always fast forward through this. There's other segments. But the reason I think you don't like it, that's fine. But the reason that I think this is relevant is because everybody has a goal that they're afraid to pursue, whether it's romantic or professional or personal involving their health, their weight loss. We all have something that we're afraid to put ourselves out there and pursue. On Project Awesome, 3 out of the 4 of us haven't done squat in this room. Autumn slightly more than you two. But I will say that for 40 years, I didn't, you know, not only did I want my butt to be better, and it was a source of insecurity for me, which I know sounds silly, but, you know, I never really did anything about it till now. So I think, you know, you're just starting to kind of open up to this. I think the first step is building a profile. Doesn't mean you necessarily need to go on there. The reason I think it's valuable is because I think that there are listeners out there who feel stuck in one aspect of their lives or another, who might feel gripped by fear in one capacity or another, and by taking a step as an individual, as Janice, it might catalyze or inspire somebody else to go, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it with her. I'm going to take that step. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to take a chance. And it's kind of like, you know, when they have an anchor do a mammogram or a colonoscopy on TV, it's like, all right, I'm going, so you go. You know what I mean? I did one for the doctors. Amy Robach did one on the Today Show, and it saved her life. So let me tell you, that didn't scare a bunch of women to go get a mammogram. I mean, there's a reason.
Okay, all right. One thing about it is, don't forget, this is your show, so...
Which is why we should do it.
No, but I get concerned, for just me personally, for my own heart's sake, that what if someone says, oh, yeah, I'd like to date Janice. By the way, are we going to go by Jillian's house tonight?
Okay, that's ridiculous.
No, but
here's
why is it ridiculous?
Because
maybe I'm a conduit to meet you.
You're not, sweetie. First of all, you're not. So, because, A, I would never hang out with you outside of here. So, and B... And B, We won't tell our audience where the this is an obscure profile. So this is like they don't know what it could be. Plant fish. It could be Cupid,
Dolly's
J-Date. It could be any of that stuff. Match.com.
Farmers
so,
Meat.
Right. Farmers Meat. Oh, don't do that. Heidi will be on there. I have my back. All right. So we're going to build this thing. So, Autumn, what do we got?
All right. So we have started the
with
process
the location,
of the
Canada, British Columbia. Okay.
So...
We got okay, now what?
And now we need to know, why are you here? So we have these options to select from. You can select all that apply.
Okay, go.
Dates, new friends, casual encounters, networking, a relationship, friendship with other couples.
Whoa.
Oof. I don't know what that means. I think I wouldn't check that one.
Check that one.
Chats, and then not important, which I think it is important.
It's important.
I like to go on a date.
So, dates.
And what about new friends?
New friends? Yeah, new friends
good.
Is always
a
fun.
Relationship, that's a possible.
Yeah.
Don't just say you want a date without a relationship. It makes you look like a player. You're open to a relationship.
Okay. You're open. Okay. And networking.
No.
Okay, we'll take that off.
No. Uh-uh. Okay, next.
Now, this one might need a little more thought from her. So we need a description. A minimum of 100, maximum of 3,000 characters.
3,000?
Just a quick
of McManus?
About you
okay.
blurb.
Okay, I like to laugh.
Not her physicalness, right?
It like could be whatever you want.
I like to lead an examined life.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, that's a good
deep.
One.
This sounds so dating though. I like to hike.
Well, that's great.
Oh, is that go under hobbies?
I love the mountains.
We can edit it. So
oh no, it says your likes and dislikes.
Okay, yeah. The mountains. I like trees and the mountains.
I like hiking. I like nature.
Nature.
I love hiking. I enjoy. No, don't put the trees. That makes her sound like she's on drugs. I love hiking. I enjoy the outdoors and have a great love of nature. How's that?
Love of nature. I love the I love the outside.
Yeah, there you go. If you say I like trees, it makes it look like she's stoned.
I like trees.
Yeah. Some sort of weirdo. Yeah. I'm tweaked. Yeah.
And you could say,
I'm
you know,
fit. She's fit. Should we say she's an ex-can-can dancer?
Ooh.
Then they might think I'm a hooker.
You are. All right, let's say I'm fit and take good care of myself.
Yeah, I take good care of myself. And then...
But I use bad hair product.
I have a problem. Yes, I use... I'm
don't
not
put that,
good
though.
With
we don't want to scare anyone else. No, don't. They're going to think she's one of those lesbians who does her hair with a frickin' lawnmower. I don't understand that. Go to a salon and get a real haircut. Jesus, it looks like a weed whacker ran over your skull. What the hell? Mother of God. All right, go on.
That's it.
Okay, next
you know,
one.
And what are you looking for?
Oh, is that in there?
Yeah.
What she's looking for?
You can be, you know, and you're, you know, I'm looking for someone that...
What sort of person interests you?
Jillian
Michaels. You know that. You know that.
I'm looking for someone
for a companion that shares.
No, companion makes her sound like she's 80.
Okay,
that's true.
Who wants to
go to Yuma and live in my trailer?
No.
Just someone who wants to is not afraid to
seeking same.
Speak the same.
Seeking same.
Seeking same. Oh, that's
speak
good.
The same.
Oh, God.
Just
this is so hard.
Seeking same.
Got
I
it.
Think that's good.
I do, too.
Right? She's wants someone who's like, who gets her. All right. Now then, go.
All right. So, identity.
Oh.
How do you identify?
We'll give her the boxes.
There's a lot. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't know what some of these mean. You might have to help me.
Okay.
Is this one we have to say if we put a handkerchief and then you're into poo or something?
What?
Whoa.
No.
Jesus,
no.
Take it easy.
Well, there's some things
I just took the Lord's name in vain twice because of you.
No, but, you know, I appreciate how specific these are because it really does help narrow the field.
This is a gay classification
thing. It's for gay.
No, I don't think so. Okay, go.
Androgynous, femme,
okay.
Soft butch.
She's a lesbian.
Soft butch?
Trans woman.
I don't even know what that means.
Boy, B-O-I.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what that means.
Just me.
Gay, just me.
What's
lipstick.
Just me?
Oh, I'm not lipstick.
Sporty dyke.
She's a sporty dyke, I guess.
I'm not a sporty dyke.
What's a sporty dyke?
That's the gals that play
like
still play softball.
Player? Oh, okay. No, she's not that. Okay.
Can I just be just me? Can I just be a...
Just put lesbian.
So, interests include, select all that apply.
Okay.
Activism, business, current affairs, health and fitness, I think.
Yeah.
Investing?
No, not investing. But I like current affairs. I like
affairs.
Activism.
Oh, yeah,
I believe in certain things.
Outdoors.
Politics?
So. Maybe half a tick on there. We'll leave it.
Let's
self-development.
Leave it. It's too combative.
Self-awareness.
Yeah, self-development. Okay. Self-development.
Arts.
Yep.
Yeah, she's into that.
Yeah, I like the...
environment.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Home reno.
Home reno.
Oh, yeah, I do love a good drill.
Movies and theater.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, give her that.
Yeah, philosophy, reading.
Yeah, she does do that.
Yeah.
I took a course in the class.
Socializing, that's not her.
Socializing, yeah.
Watching sport.
Yeah,
wait,
I do
put
like
socializing
sports.
So they don't think she's a weird recluse. Okay.
Body art.
No.
Oh, no.
Clubbing.
No.
Food and wine.
Nope, sober.
No. Which doesn't mean she doesn't like to eat.
Yeah, but if you put... No.
Yeah, if I put wine down there.
Internet.
No.
Music. Yeah, but no, you don't have good taste in music.
No, I don't have good taste in music.
Hey, look, there's a lid for every pot. Maybe
No. Okay. Don't put that. They'll expect that she will actually have some taste,
okay.
And she does not.
Playing sport, science fiction.
Nope.
Spirituality.
Yep.
Okay.
Writing.
Yep.
Oh.
Boom.
Okay. Yeah.
What
habits.
Industry are you in? What we call
radio?
I know, but there's not a box for that.
Oh, entertainment.
That's cheesy as hell.
No, they need to get it. Let's just
everybody
leave.
Puts entertainment.
I'll just leave it blank. Blank.
Yeah.
Stripper. They'll think I'm a stripper.
You do not smoke. You do not drink. You regularly exercise.
Yep. No kids.
No kids.
What's
no.
your height?
Height. 5'5". Okay. 5'5".
Good.
Athletic. I put for your body type.
Tis.
Or slender.
Small breasted.
No, it's athletic.
I think it's athletic.
Yeah.
You got good arms.
Oh, the next one's cuddly.
Cuddly.
I think that's a sweet brown way
hair.
Of saying, you know.
I don't mind the odd spoon. I don't mind a spoon.
But that's not your body type. You're not shaped like a spoon.
What color would you call her eyes? Are they hazel or green?
They're gray.
What does your driver's license say?
Brown.
You don't have brown eyes.
I know, that's what I mean. They've changed. They've changed, like,
hazel.
Literally
Hazel's
within
good.
The last.
Okay. I like to talk about... farts, really, I mean.
Farts, exactly.
No, don't put farts, though. That's not going to get
friends would describe me as...
anything. Oh, but I like to talk about anything.
Anything.
I'm open-minded.
Like anything. Oh. And friends describe me as, she's a good gal.
No, don't say that. Friends do describe... Hold on, let's do this for her.
Energetic.
I love
no,
energetic.
Passionate.
And fun.
Passionate.
Passionate.
Passionate. Passionate's good. I'm passionate.
Passionate.
And I'm...
compassionate.
And I'm compassionate.
Passionate, compassionate.
And
she's a little uptight.
All around good time.
I'm a good...
No, don't say good time. Oh. It makes her sound like she drinks.
Okay.
Goofy in a good way? How do you say that?
Yeah, I know. Funny.
Spastic. Funny.
Yeah, no, if I say spastic, they'll think something less.
My favorite thing is...
Oh, what's your favorite thing?
Oh, God.
Ever.
My favorite...
Jillian Michaels.
No, don't.
My border collie. That makes you sound pathetic.
No, my favorite thing is laughing.
I love laughing.
That's a great one. I love laughing.
Yeah, good one. Something interesting about you. Oh, I was a can girl. We got to get that in there.
I used to be. I once was a can girl.
There we go. Hooer.
What's your favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Wow, you and Lou. You and my 3-year-old.
Someone you admire.
Jillian Michaels.
Jillian Michaels.
Okay.
No, don't put that. Don't put that.
I admire...
They're gonna, cause...
I admire... I love... Does it have to be a person?
Yeah.
Well, what's your answer?
It says someone I admire.
Oh.
You know, put like a chipmunk?
No, I was going to say that. I like people who write. I like writers.
Oh, that's fine.
Pick your favorite writer.
David Sedaris.
There you go.
I love David Sedaris.
Okay.
My best feature is...
It's got some good ones. Not its hair.
Smile?
No. It's got nice eyes. It's got nice teeth. It's got good boobs. They stick up there.
They're defying gravity. They're good.
Maybe put that. My boobs.
But I don't have big boobs.
My perky boobs.
No, I don't want to put... That's making...
That sounds a little slutty.
That's a little slutty.
Well, she's got it. There's got to be something in there that implies a good time. All right, let's not be superficial and say, is my best feature physical, or is it supposed to be my sense of humor?
My laughing.
No,
like to laugh.
Can't say that
sense
again.
Of humor. You're a good... You're a good time.
And the most important thing in life is?
Oh, God. Being aware. Being aware of what's... You know, when someone...
It's too esoteric. Yeah. Being aware of what? Connecting.
Okay, connecting.
Don't you think?
What was the question again?
Being the most important thing in life is...
Connections. I think that's
connections.
Important. Yeah, connections.
See? Yeah. I'm good at this. Okay. Put that birthday down there so I know it's old. All right. So here's what we're going to do. All we have to do now is add a photo. You said there were some nice ones of her online.
I got it.
Okay, go. Oh, sexy.
Oh, that's a good
one. Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody. Janice, take a deep breath. It's time to step into the new you. 2014. Hooker status, baby. All right.
Well.
That was boring.
Let's do something
exactly.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.